Good evening, American Fork High School. My name is Greg Solomon from Moreno Valley, California, and we are at the Wasatch Front Invitational Field Tournament on the 13th of October, 2018. I have the pleasure of adjudicating your visual effect today. Looking forward to what you're going to present, and as soon as you're all set on the field, ready to go, I'll be back.
High School Marching Band.
Here we go.
Presenting their program, Another Viewpoint. The Wasatch Front Invitational is proud to present drum majors Hiram Jackson, Olivia Harper, Jared Duhay, Kai Raj Ratnam, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Big visual picture here with the guards spread around just about the entire field. Oh, this is very nice opening of this original triangle into an inverted. I love the connection of the auxiliary uniforms to the opening silk. You know, I really appreciate the level of commitment I see in the field from the execution standpoint and the aesthetics. Aesthetically, we're working hard to produce a communication to the audience on an individual basis. I think that the clarity of transitions is a bit of a concern for me in terms of one set to the next. That becomes an aesthetic issue, and we're looking at intellect, emotion, and aesthetics in terms of creating an effect, whether it's visual or music. Those are the three areas that we do it in, and visually, which is what I'm working with tonight, there's some really good things happening in terms of commitment from the performers. We have some clarity issues, but so far I'm really enjoying the visual performance. Lots of wind blowing out there for the auxiliary, but you're doing a nice job of powering through it. I appreciate the variety of densities on the field, shapes, expansion and contraction. This is a very nice set here. Very useful auxiliary costuming here. I think the placement of your guard in the back of the field tends to be lost in the visual picture when there's so much other negative space that could be integrated for the ensemble itself. Here we go. This is what I'm talking about. This is a much better set. You know, this whole musical passage is very articulate, and I'm not seeing the same articulate interpretation from the color guard. I'm seeing more fluid, more lyrical, instead of that articulate. More energy, I think, would be appropriate in the sense of the musical interpretation. It's a very interesting prop. I really like the interplay of auxiliary and band. Again, the integration here is really, really nicely done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate the upper body movement while you're dragging this prop onto the field. It's not just dormant. That actually right arm is doing something. It's a very interesting piece. Never seen anything like it. You know, and I'm not getting a sense of awkwardness with it. I'm getting a sense of fluidity, which was surprising. I didn't expect to get that. So there's an intellectual stimulus here, because I'm intellectually trying to figure out how you've choreographed this and staged it in terms of the evolution of form to be as fluid as you've made it. Ooh, nice way to keep a nice prop. Wow. Nice entrance of the silk there. Connection of the silk to the bass drum heads. Losing some of our aesthetics here in this transition. The run is not effective in the sense of the clarity of body control and the intellectual side of the movement. Yeah, side one is very, very cluttered. I like the use of the strips to create the outline of the group on side one. Nice interplay with the drum line and the auxiliary in front of them. Yeah, and we transferred, and band is now using the props. Well, that's very nicely done. Yeah, I see nice body control with the sidestep as well. Beautiful color. I'm not sure exactly what that'd be. Fuchsia, maybe? Yeah, big visual picture here. Nice intellectual, emotional, and aesthetic moment. Yeah, that's very nicely done. I think that my concerns with this are built into the transitions and the design of the show more than anything. There's some visual pulse concerns aesthetically at times, but I think the use of the prop is magnificent in the sense of getting it onto the prop artistically, and then the creativity used with that prop is massive. It's not just one or two. There's a couple dozen of those on the field, and you do a nice job with them, being creative with them and using them in an artistic way. Hopefully my comments are helpful to you. Continue to work on transitions, and when you're running, if there's something you can do to put some type of definition into that, that would be helpful. And then the transitions from set to set, make sure there's clarity, okay? Hopefully my comments will be helpful to you. I appreciate you being here, and I wish you guys luck for the rest of the season.